What's going on, everybody? This is Renee Perez and Curtis Owens, and you're listening to the Rough and Real Podcast. Thank you for joining us. Today, we're going to be talking about obedience. So stick around. We got some things to talk about.
All right.
So what's up, my brother? How you been, first of all?
Man, I've been good, man. How about you? I've been blessed, man.
Cool, brother. I've been great, too, man. I can't complain. I mean, you know, like always, life is life. But overall, I'm blessed, man.
You had a solid week?
Had a solid week. My wife is good. My son's healthy. We good. I mean, there's always something to complain about, but there's a lot to be grateful.
You know what? You turn those complaints into gratitude, man.
That's what it is.
Be grateful. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. So we're going to dive into obedience, bro. And I just want to throw kind of a disclaimer out there. And we've said it in our last episode is that we're not pastors. We're not scholars. We haven't gone to school and studied the Bible. This is just two average Joes just kind of discussing certain things, topics that we think about and things of that nature. Now, we do want to encourage you guys, and we might refer to the Bible a little bit and different versions of it, but we do encourage you guys to not just take our words, open up your own Bibles and read it.
Absolutely.
Right?
Very important.
Very. So, you know, so don't misquote us. I mean, we might, you know, we'll do our best to try to stay in line, but again, that's why it's important. You guys read your Bibles, and, you know, and if we say something out of line or out of pocket, hey, man, just shoot us an email. You can hit us an email at the Rough and Real Podcast at gmail.com. Send us an email and we can discuss it. And
Instagram,
if we're wrong, we're wrong.
Instagram, Twitter, Instagram, you know fact check, baby.
That's right. Instagram, we can go on Instagram is Rough and Real Podcast, and Facebook is The Rough and Real Podcast. Hit us up. But
now I feel like you're issuing a challenge out to the people right now.
Man. No.
I don't want no problems, man.
No.
I don't want no trouble. Hey, man.
No. I just want to throw that disclaimer because I don't want people to think if they ever hear like, oh, they're wrong. Dude, again, we're just two average Joes trying to understand what we're doing, trying to read it. And I don't want people to take what we say and just be like, well, that's what you said. And yada, yada. And I'm trying to avoid actually. Right. I want to avoid that.
Right.
You know, understand we're two average Joes, man. You know, I've been saved technically for, you know, since last year. So about a year, a little bit over change. And you've been saved how long?
About the same, man. We started church around the same time, actually, a month after you.
Okay. So that's the whole thing, you know. So we just want to kind of discuss it. And again, so, you know, check us out, listen to us, and hopefully you guys can have some fun and we can all kind of learn something.
Absolutely.
So we're going to talk about obedience, bro. Where do you want to start with obedience?
I think you had a great story to start with, man.
Okay. So Curtis actually called me or texted me a while back, and we were just kind of discussing what's a good topic to talk about. And he said something he had in mind about obedience. And I'm like, okay, let's go with obedience.
Absolutely.
So what I did is the first thing I did was I Googled what's the Bible say about obedience. And I just kind of read some passages, and then I went to my Bible and I started reading. I used the Bible app, the ERV version, because that's, you know, it's just easier for me to read. So what I started reading was the 1 Samuel 15. Now, there's a story, and I mean, there's tons of stories, but this story actually kind of like caught my attention. And it's about Samuel and Saul. So, I mean, I don't want to go through and read the whole thing, but essentially what happened was Samuel, and again, I'm real bad with like names and trying to put everything together. So Samuel was a prophet, I believe. Yeah, prophet. And Saul, I guess God had kind of made him the king of Israel, right?
King
of Israel. So at some point, so Samuel came and told Saul, like, hey, you got to go and you have to destroy the, what's that word? How do you say that word?
Amalekites? Yeah.
Okay. So, but here's the obedience. So Samuel basically told him, you got to go, you got to destroy everybody. He was talking about the people, the sheep, the donkeys. I mean, everybody.
Everything. I mean, he said children. He even said little babies in there.
Yeah, exactly. So it actually does say, it says, don't let anything live. You must kill all the men and women, all their children, all the little babies. You must kill all their cattle, all their sheep, and all their camels and donkeys. I'm like, even the donkeys? Like,
even the donkeys? He's not playing, man. This is 1 Samuel 15:3.
Yeah.
They're not playing.
So I'm like, okay, so that's what God said for him to do. And he does. And he goes over there and he decides he's going to kill everybody. But he ends up keeping like the fattest cattle.
Yeah.
And I think he brought back the king of the
Americans. Yeah, he brought back the king, yeah.
Right? So he brings them back. And when Samuel runs into him, he's like, hey, what'd you do? Why'd you do this? God said, do everybody. And he was like, well, he was going to sacrifice them. So at the end, it's like, well, God was disappointed because he's like, no, I asked you to do something specific.
Yeah.
So, and it almost reminded me, because I always try to break it into my life and my story and try to make an understanding of how does it kind of relate to me and how can I picture it, right? Yeah. So it almost like, I think, okay, if I tell my son, go upstairs, get in, you know, take a shower, get in your pajamas, brush your teeth, and get in bed.
Mm-hmm.
Specific. In the exact order of how I want you to do it. Here's exactly what I need. And then I go up, say goodnight to him, and I'm like, man, you still stink, bro. Like, what happened? Yeah. Your hair's wet, but... Yeah. Well, I jumped in the shower, but I didn't use any soap. Okay, well, that's not taking a shower. And it's like, why your breath still stink? Well, yeah, I didn't brush my teeth. You got your pajamas. So you did partial, but you didn't do everything. And that would upset me. And I think that's kind of what happened with God. Is God said, here, this is exactly what I need you to do. And do it. And he did it. So it kind of tripped me out. But so, yeah. So he ends up coming back with like cattle and all these things. And he was talking about, Sal tells Samuel that he's going to sacrifice, you know, these sheep and even the king, that he brought it off for sacrifice.
Yeah.
And Samuel basically tells him, like, you know what? Don't, God rather you obey him than sacrifice. So yes, it made me think, huge. Like, that's obedience huge. Is more important than sacrifice.
Absolutely.
You know, now he went on his own and he decided exactly what he was going to follow. Mm-hmm. He was told instructions step by step. This is what you need to do. And he didn't do it. And I try to relate that also to my life to understand that. So the book or God tells us certain things we got to do, but we pick and choose what we want.
Absolutely.
Right. So if the Bible or, you know, tells us, for example, you know, stop going to bars. If mm-hmm. you tell me stop going to bars, I'm like, easy. I don't go to bars anyways.
Yeah.
Done. You know, but then there's things that I feel God is telling me to stop doing, but I'm like, nah, that's not really even that important. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm
yeah.
not going to lie, bro. It could be like simply as cussing, you know, saying yeah. cuss words. I say them, I slip. I try not to say them. I'm trying to change that. But
right.
sometimes, like, well, it's a small one. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm around a bunch of guys at work and,
yeah.
you know, and I make excuses for it. Yeah. And I start trying to justify
it. You justify it just like King Saul did. It's right. exactly. And I mean, if you read it, it almost feels like, when he was called on it, like, hey, why did you keep the cattle? He's like, oh, well, I was going to sacrifice it. Like, he was, like, making an excuse, like your son, why didn't you do soap? Well, I just want to save it for tomorrow. You know what I mean? Like, or I forgot, or yeah. I had a little bit left. I was saving it for you. Like, you're trying to make an excuse, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and it was just a trip. It was a cool story to listen, read, you know, and trying to relate it to my life. So I think obedience is definitely a lot more important than sacrifice. And the other thing, too, is when we sacrifice... And I used to catch myself doing this back in the day, and I don't know if you've done it, but it would be like, look, God, if you allow me to get this job, for example, I will stop doing this.
Right.
So you're asking him to prove himself to you yeah. so that you can sacrifice giving something up.
Absolutely.
Where it should be like, no, just give it up regardless.
Yeah.
You know, and let him do his thing. Let yeah. God do his thing. But, you know, we choose to do that. And I used to do that a lot. I know, especially in my teen years.
Yeah.
I'm like, God, just let me pass this test in school and... You know, tomorrow I'll do XYZ.
People that don't know, they come with all these conditions.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They want to make it comfortable for them. So that's just what we do, man. But right. I love how you related it and you made it practical with this, you know, the story of your son. Like, hey, I want you to go up, do X, Y, and Z. This right. is what's going to please me. This is what I need you to do. And it's like your son sees it differently, but he doesn't realize you want him to do X, Y, and Z for a reason.
Correct.
There's a reason for it. You know, because when he does X, Y, and Z, everything runs smooth. He'll wake up early tomorrow, the next day, everything will go good. Right. And you'll be happy. Yeah. You know what I mean? You'll be able to bless him because he's you know, being obedient to you. And correct. I think that's the same thing with God. God asks us to do certain things that we don't understand all the time, but because our thinking is not like his.
Right.
He's far more advanced than we ever right. will be. You know what I'm saying? Sure. So we just got to be obedient and just trust in him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I think that's cool how you tie that story. I love how you always tie, you know, our relationship with God to just a simple father and son relationship. You know what I mean? That's a beautiful thing, man.
Yeah, no, I mean, I try to because that's the only way I understand things. And I think that's the reason it also takes me a lot longer to read part of the Bible because I read it and then I'm like, okay, how does that affect me? How does that apply to me? Or what situation can I make up in my own head so that it makes sense?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that's what I do. Because if I don't, then I don't understand.
Like, right.
I don't get it. You know, and our church, I think our pastor does a great job of doing that. It's cool because he'll read something and then he kind of tells you a little story about, and I think that's probably where yeah. I started doing it too, especially on the Bible. He tells you a real cool story where you're like, aha, you laugh, but you're like, yeah, man, I feel you on that. He talks yeah. to like something about his kids and it's like, yep, I got the same problem with my kid. And you kind of relate to the story. And then it's funny because you laugh. And then he's like, well, that's exactly what they're saying here. And you're just like, oh, like we just went yeah. from laughing to getting serious.
Right.
But it's a great point. It's a good way to drive it in.
It is, man. And it's funny because I was just thinking in my head as you're talking, like, imagine if you were, like, leading an orchestra. You know, you're up there, you're up in front, you're doing your thing, and you want people to play specific, you know, tunes, specific notes. But one guy decides, like, nah, I don't think that sounds good. I'm just going to do my own thing. It throws everything off. This is all God's plan. This is all his purpose and his will. Like, we have to understand that. This is not about us. This is about him. Right. We're created for him. You know what I mean? We're created to serve him.
Right.
So we have to follow the plan. We don't follow the plan, things get thrown out of whack. And that's where I think we get in trouble. And then people want to go, oh, man, God's not fair. Well, you know what? If you follow the plan, if you keep walking that line, stay on that path, I think, man, he'll take care of you. But when you veer off, you start looking left to the right and you start peeling off a little bit, that's where you start getting into trouble, man. Things get rough.
And when we do that, do you think it's mainly because we think we know better than him?
You know what? I honestly, if you read your Bible, man, you'll see, like, that's just the way we're designed from the very beginning, ever since the fall, man. Ever since that apple was bit, you know, we're just, we have an enemy. An enemy of our soul, man. An enemy of our spirit, you know. And it's our flesh is sin, and it's always this war between our flesh and our spirit. They're always a constant war, you know. You watch the movies with the little angel and the devil on each shoulder. Which one am I going to listen to? I mean, that's kind of how I look at it. And it's kind of, to me, that's how I read it in the Bible.
Right.
So it's all about that decision making in that moment of which one you're going to listen to, which one is stronger. And as you get closer to God and you know, he's makes you more complete, and you read the word, your spirit gets stronger and you start to make better decisions. But if you're far away from him, your flesh takes over, it's game over.
Yeah. No, you are right. I got to agree with that for sure. Because that's happened to me, man, forever, bro.
Yeah.
And I'm struggling with it now. I mean, it's a constant struggle, a reminder to, you know, get back in line.
Yeah, it's going to be a struggle to the very end, man.
You know, and that's crazy. And it's crazy because you think it's going to get easier. It's like, oh, I'm saved now.
Yeah.
Life's going to get
easier. Oh, yeah, I wish it was that easy. No, no way, man.
No, man. It's actually harder, I think. Yeah. It's harder because you're trying to live by certain rules. You know what I mean? And we know the rules are there, but again, it's like, let's justify them.
And not only that, but it's harder because the devil knows, man, you're saved now. You're working for God. And he's like, man, I don't want Renee to start no podcast. Because if he starts a podcast, at least one person is going to listen to it and be inspired and start reading their Bible.
Right.
I don't want him to do that. So let me try to shut that down.
He'd try for a while.
You know, if you were doing something for the devil, he'd be like, oh, yeah, go ahead. Be comfortable. I'm going to make you rich. You're going to be good. Yeah, you're all good. As soon as you start working for God, now all of a sudden, you know, my stomach hurt. I'm getting a headache. Like, you start, you know, your wife tripping, whatever the case may be.
Right. No,
so,
you're right.
Yeah, man, you've got a target on your back. You know what I mean?
Right.
And you got to just trust in God and know that, hey, he's undefeated. He's always got you. So just stick with the plan, take a deep breath, and just keep walking forward, man.
Yeah, no, for sure. I think that goes to a lot of people. I think a lot of people need to understand that. And sometimes when you're in the process, man, it's hard to remember that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Of course.
You know, it's hard because
things get rough.
Yeah, man. You want to go back to your old ways and the ways you think you can fix it, or the ways you think you can solve your issues, you know, and it's obedience, like just stay obedient, keep listening, and God's not going to let you, you know, and it's a kind of cliche, people say it all the time, God will never give you something you can't handle,
right.
But it's hard when you're going through it, man. It's like, you know, God, why you gotta trust me so much sometimes, but no, that's cool. I mean, obedience, I think, is really important. Do you struggle with obedience? Do you struggle?
You know what, early on, I mean, yeah, I mean, I'm definitely not perfect. I do believe that the spirit is really stirring in me to like recognize it now. Cause like obedience has like been my thing for like the last year. I think that's when I was called. That's kind of like, all right, this is what we're going to start you off with. This is going to be your foundation, obedience. Cause this is where you're going to struggle. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I guess it's more for me, it was like trust. Like, why am I going to believe this? You know what I'm saying? Like, is this real?
Right.
You know? So Reading the word and kind of just kind of connecting the dots. Again, I love saying that because that's what I do with my life and in the Bible. I'm like, wow, this is real. Mm. You know, God's got my back. And if I just do what he asked me to do and the way he asked me to do it, it's easy. It's really easy. But when I don't, when I try to keep a few cattle for myself, you know, to sacrifice, you know what I'm saying? When I try to like, oh, you know, this ain't a big deal. Right. You know what I mean? Yeah. God ain't tripping on this. He's too big to be worried about this. I'm just going, you know, I'm going to eat that extra piece of cake or something, whatever the case may be.
Yeah, whatever.
That's where we get in trouble, man.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're 100% correct. Now, being obedient, do you think it also affects the people around you?
Oh, man. I mean, we're constantly, the example. You know, we have to be the example. If we're going to, you know, walk this walk, man, we don't want to, we want to practice what we preach. You know what I mean? We can't just, you know, preach it and then do the opposite. Because we're, you know, I personally, the people I look up to are the ones that are actually doing it and not just talking about it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's the people you respect. Mm. So, yeah, it affects everyone around you. Because and not only that, but if you're living a clean life and you're doing what the Lord asks you to do, everything around you, everything you touch wins. Everything around you is blessed, man. You know what I'm saying? Right. Because God's not going to put you in a situation that's faulty or bad if you're doing his will. You know what I'm saying? And if he does, obviously he's going to bring you out of that. But I'm saying, I mean, if everything's connected to you, like your family, you know, they're sanctified. You know what I mean? The Bible says that, you know? So that's just how I see it. How about you?
I think the struggle sometimes is being obedient. You know, you start changing the way you kind of carry yourself, right? Because you're trying to change your life in a way. I mean, you're trying to better yourself or do things of different nature. And sometimes people around you that maybe aren't close to the Lord or don't know the Lord or whatever the case is, you know, you start noticing certain people start kind of distancing themselves from you.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and in a way, I'm not saying it's a bad thing. It's a good thing. It sucks sometimes because, you know, they're good friends or people you've known for a while. And then come the jokes, you know, like, oh, you know, all of a sudden you say, all of a sudden this, all of a sudden that. And you just try to like, okay, it's cool. It is what it is. You know what I mean? Like I quit drinking, not fully quit drinking, but I used to drink quite a bit. I used to party drinking. And then even before I got saved, I quit drinking. I was just kind of tired of it. I'm like, I'm good. Because I drank a lot of beer. I didn't really drink hard liquor. And I just started getting bloated. And I was just like, oh, man, I'm gaining too much weight. I'm getting older. Anyways, so I just kind of chilled. I just chilled on it. And then when I started going to church, which was after I gave up drinking, you know, certain people was like, hey, you want to have a beer? I'm like, nah, I'm cool right now. Like, I'll still maybe have a beer. I'm not going to say I don't, but I'll still have a beer or whatever. But those are the kind of things that I say. It's like, well, I'm only having one. You know what I mean? Okay. So I'm trying to justify it that I'm only having one or two.
Now, you ain't drinking in your car, are you?
While I'm driving? I don't drink and drive.
This guy that drinks before he gets to the party, y'all.
I only drink at red lights and stop signs. I don't drink and drive. But no, playing. So, you know, but that's the kind of thing. And then you start, you know, but now that I'm going to church, people think it's because I went to church. Yeah, I didn't do with church. It was just, I wanted to quit drinking. You know, so those little things like that. But, you know, again, it's the jokes, the all of a sudden you ain't trying to drink. And it's like, whatever, dude. But again, I do want to change it because I understand that, you know, it's part of being obedient. It's part of giving up things. And I think a lot of people too, because myself, I thought about it, is when you first start going to church and you start seeing these things or you start reading these things, you know, hearing the pastor preach, whatever it is, you feel like you just got to do a full 180.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you just got to flip.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden tomorrow, everything changed.
Right.
And I think a lot of people overdo themselves.
Yeah.
Where it becomes stressful and it becomes hard, you know, because they want to change their whole life. But it's like, you know what? God will change you. God will work with you. And slowly but surely, you know, he'll start.
It's a process, man.
It's a process.
Absolutely. It's a process. It's you know, that's the Holy Spirit.
Right.
That's what it's doing.
Slowly.
It's making you, you know, Book of James, you know, it's consider all glory when you go through trials and tribulations because it's making you more complete. You know what I mean? Right. So it's all, you know, it's all test and it's just building you up.
Right.
Building you up for the end. But I think, you know, temptation, you know, I don't necessarily know if God won't give you what you can't handle in that way, but I know he won't let you be tempted beyond what you can handle. You know what I mean?
Right.
And when he does, he'll always give you a way out type thing. So I think I look at it like God cleans house. You know, certain people that are in your life that cause you not to be obedient or pull you away from that obedience, he removes those people, man, slowly but surely. He gets rid of them, man. Because I've had a few people in my life that, you know, I was super close with that I'm not so close with now. And nothing really happened. We just kind of fell off.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And I've got people that I probably wouldn't have been close with. But now that we have, you know, this kind of connection, or we just have a cleaner connection, we're closer now.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I'm like, oh, that's interesting. You know, he's putting, you know, just cleaning house.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's how I see it, man.
Yeah, no, that's cool. All right, man. What else can we talk about?
No, we can talk about it.
I mean, obedience. I mean, anything you want to join? I mean, have you read a story or anything you want to share before, you know? What are we? Almost 20 minutes?
We're at 20 minutes already?
Already, my brother.
Dang, man. Time goes by fast.
Especially when you're having fun talking about the Lord.
Yeah, you know, we got to bring a few more stories. It's funny, man. I got so many stories about obedience, but, you know, we'll save those for later on.
We can save them for another
show. Yeah. I got a lot of stories. Let me bring up my wife. Yeah.
We're going to put her on blast.
I'll put her on blast. It's too early. It's too early in the season right now on the podcast. I don't want this thing to get shut down. You know what I mean? So, it's all good, man. I appreciate you having me over. And it was a good topic, man.
Yeah, no, I enjoyed it. All right, guys. So we just want to remind you guys, if you guys want to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, The Rough and Real Podcast, send us an email. We encourage you guys to do so. We welcome your feedback. Shoot us an email at theroughandrealpodcast@gmail.com. That's theroughandrealpodcast@gmail.com. We'll look forward to hearing from you guys. Any shout outs? Anything you want
to
say, bro?
No, I just want to end it and just say, I forgot to mention, we talked earlier about John 6:29.
Yes.
And I think that definitely ties into obedience. You know, people feel like, you know, there's all these rules, there's all these different things. I got 600 something commandments to follow. Like, no, man, your job. I mean, Jesus said, you know, people were like, hey, what kind of work can we do for the Lord? Jesus said, your job is, this is the work God wants you to do. Believe in the one who he sent. Capital H, he sent. Believe in the one that God sent, and that's Jesus.
Right.
Believe in him. And I shared with you that the Amplified version, they broke down what believe means, and they put adhere to, trust in, rely on, and have faith. Mm. People, focus on that. Yeah. Start with that. That's your first step.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's your first step. Stuff, Jesus is your first step. He's the reason.
That's good stuff.
You know? People got to know that. People think that they got to read, you know, start from the beginning and read the whole Bible. Absolutely. But understand, Jesus is the reason.
Right.
Get to know him. He's a good dude.
Yeah. No, he is, man. He is. And we talked about it last time, was me and you off the air, but it doesn't have to be this big old conversation with elaborate words and you got to be all educated. Man, talk to him like you talk to a friend. Talk to him. You know what I mean? And just use the words that you normally use on a daily basis. He understands, you know what I mean? And I think he'll meet you wherever you are.
Mm-hmm.
No matter the situation, no matter what you're going through, it don't matter. He'll meet you where you are. Just go to the Lord.
All right, man.
Jesus will hook you up.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So I think we're going to be signing off. That was a good show.
Yeah.
All right. So that's about it.
Yeah, go ahead and pray us out, brother. You know what I'm saying?
Go ahead, Bernard.
I see you trying to avoid it, man. Hey, I'm not the prayer warrior like you, man. Hey, you know, some people got those nice prayers.
Stop.
I hear you, man. Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing us together again. And Lord, thank you for just stirring up our spirit. Keep pushing us, Lord. We're having fun. We're serving you, Lord. And we just love you, Lord. And just keep pushing us. Keep strengthening us. Keep bringing us together, Lord. Let nothing break this up, Lord. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And we are out.
Mm-hmm.